Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessings, blessings, blessings to you tonight. I tell you, it's a wonderful night in the neighborhood. It's a wonderful night in the neighborhood. We're just happy to be here. Glory be to God. Well, tonight, I'm sitting here and I was talking to God and he gave me something for somebody. I don't know who he's talking to, but he gave me something for somebody. I feel kind of strange because of it. But before I get started, I want to thank everybody from Zeno FM that will listen to this on a rebroadcast. I thank everybody from Blog Talk Radio that's going to hear this. Everybody from all the social media sites that we're connected with, I appreciate you to the fullest. So today I was sitting down, I was talking with God, and he let me overhear some things from some people. And it made me a bit angry. I don't know if it was just me or I don't know what it was. But what happened was I heard somebody make a statement that was supposed to be a leadership position. They made a statement about something, and the statement they made wasn't correct. They was using it to manipulate, I think, a person, or actually I think it was used just to, yeah, basically to manipulate that person. So I wanted to make one thing straight. I wanted to try to let the lay members as well as the leaders realize something. You know, we have every time I hear a pastor or somebody saying something to somebody, it's actually more like they're judging them and they're telling them to do this and they're telling them that. And I don't know about you, but lately in the news, I've been seeing so many pastors and so many people with titles. Just they're supposed to be leaders doing things that just don't make no sense. I'm not going to call out any names. I'm not going to say anything about that particular person and what I feel about what they said, because what they said, I believe they got to pay for it on their own. But I wanted to tell you, lay members, understand something. When you have a person that's judging, the Bible tells us, judge not that you be judged by the same. Now, the problem with that is when they say that, they really mean that you be judged by the word of God, not by the person, but by the word of God. So if they're judging about what you're doing, then they need to be judged by that same ladder, that same measure. But I find it so crazy that we're telling, that so many leaders are telling people to do things or asking people to do things that they aren't prepared to do themselves. You know, I don't know about you, but I know about me, and I know my whole, when I fell in love with God, I realized that the most important thing about God was our relationship together, my relationship with him. So when I heard this person say this thing, I wanted to say this to you. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. See, let me show you something. The Bible says, how can you say to your brother, let me take a speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? Verse 5, Matthew 7 says, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then to remove the speck from your brother's eye. What does that mean? That means, how are you going to tell me how to live and you living wrong? How are you going to tell me not to do things and you doing the same thing? See, the Bible and those two verses are basically telling you, look in the mirror before you look at somebody, before you start judging others. Look in the mirror before you start judging others. Listen, people, we leaders aren't here to beat you in the ground. Leaders are put on this earth to help you develop to a place where you want to be in God, to get you to become the best version of you that you can be. The problem is we have leaders in here that do other things. Now, we all know that because of what other people do, we all might get blamed for. We all might, you know, the pastor's stealing money, hey, pastor's a thief. You know, a pastor gets caught sleeping with somebody, hey, pastor's sleeping with somebody. A deacon gets caught, hey, deacon knows something. I mean, that's not true. That's not true. That's like saying that every person in the ghetto is a drug dealer or a drug user. That's not true. We have good people all over this world. You just have to be careful about the people that you entwine yourself with. When I first got saved, first pastor I went with, I thank God for her, because she was a strict one. She was a disciplinarian. She was truly, like, you could be sick, hurt, whatever. If you could move, you could get to church. She was just that shit. No matter what was going on, you could make the church. Because she called some of the Christians fair weather Christians, where they would only come to church when it was sunny outside and bright and pretty. And she said, she was like, you fair weather Christians. You know, if it's snowing outside, you ain't come to church. If it's raining outside, you can't get to church. If you got a broken fingernail, you can't make it to church. And that, now I realized later on down the line that that's true in some cases, but that's still on the person. You know, the Bible says, Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. I'm stopping there for a minute to let you understand something. Your title can't get you into heaven. I don't care how many sermons you preach, how many songs you sang, how many prophetic words you gave. If your heart ain't right with God and you ain't doing it for the right reason, for God's glory, not yours, you won't get into heaven. See, the Bible says in 22, it says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name, drive out demons. And in your name, perform many miracles. 23 says, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. He's saying that because he's saying to the people that you did all those things, but you did them for self-gratification. You did them so that you'd be glorified to man. You gave yourself that big old title that he ain't saved again so that people would look up to you or think you was more than you was. And in the background, your heart was far from him, communing with him. You didn't have a relationship with him like the people thought you had. See, you was at church. You was the best shouter in church. You was dancing like nobody's business, throwing flips in the hall, in the house. But at home, your heart was nowhere with him. Your heart was still hardened. Your mind was focused on money and things and prestige instead of being focused on God. I want to tell somebody up there tonight that you still got time. I don't care what no one tells you. Every day you wake up with breath in your body is a new chance for you to get close to God. Every time you wake up with your spirit intact, with your mind intact, it's another chance for you to get close to God. You can be, on Monday, you can be the worst sinner in the world. Monday night, you can go to God and say, God, forgive me of my sins. Make a new man out of me. Make a new woman out of me. Change my heart. And that moment when you ask God for forgiveness and you mean it with all your heart, he'll forgive you right then on the spot. Everything you did from that before that point, he'll put it, it's gone. It's clean. It's gone. It's out of, he don't care about it no more. All he cares about is you from now forth. See, because when God looks upon you in the spirit realm, he sees him in you. He don't even see you. That's why he gave us that forgiveness. See, the angels, specifically the enemy himself, was angry because he was playing. His music made everything happy. Made people sing. Made you think that everything was all right. But see, you got to understand that music meant nothing without the Spirit of God with it. See, and the people in front of you keep telling you, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that. I'm about to break every tradition or religious ideology in half right now. I'm gonna break it right now. When you stand before God, He's not gonna ask you if you paid your tithes and offering. He's not gonna ask you did you do this. How many people did you feed? He's not gonna ask you all that. He ain't even gonna know your title. You could be an overlay. You could be a overseer. You could be a doctor. He's not gonna ask you that. He's gonna judge your heart and your relationship with Him. Your relationship with Him means more to Him than anything else. See, because He's about saving your soul. He's about getting you to where you need to be at. Your relationship with God, the time you fall on your knees and pray to God, the heartfelt time that you reach out to God, the times you sit there and you read His word and you study and meditate on His word, the times that you open up yourself to be used by God. Not for you, for God. See, a lot of times we fail to understand that person is up there preaching that word, they're singing that song, that's prophesying to you. They got one issue. The only issue they got is they're human. And none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. And that's why every day, we get up and we go back to that throne of grace and say, God, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for what I've done. Forgive me for those things I didn't know I was doing. Lord, forgive me. Every day we go back to that throne of grace. Every day we should be talking to God in our own language. See, because God said, If speaking in tongues, he's okay with speaking in tongues, but speaking in tongues doesn't help people. He'd rather you prophesy than speak in tongues. But when we get by ourselves with God, when we close the doors to the world, when we turn our music up around our ears and we say, God, here I am, broken in so many pieces, broken so many ways. Broken, ready to be changed. See, until you realize that you're broken, that you ain't, that this shell that you're wearing don't mean nothing to God, until you realize that I don't care how much money you got, you can't buy your way into heaven, until you get to that point and realize that you still have a chance. You still have a chance. Until the day you stop breathing, you have a chance. Until the day you are covered up by that dirt, you have a chance. Until that day that things just stop going in your favor and God is calling you to glory, you have a chance for a new life. See, God told me one day, he said, son, people make it seem like that you can't change, that you don't get another chance, that you don't have another place, that you don't have another way out. He said, but there's only one way. He said, the only way to get to me is through the Son. See, today I want to say to somebody, it's not too late. I don't care what people said about you. I don't care what the pastor, the judge, your mama, your daddy, the teachers in school, I don't care what nobody said about you. What I do care about is your spirit. when you take your last breath, when you lay down in the dirt, when they cover your head up, where will you be at? See, it's not about what we do right now, how we live right now. It's all about where you're going to end up at. See, we start the race. The moment we're born, we are in a race for our own lives, to save our own lives, to get our own self together. We are in a race with the enemy. The enemy is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And we are in a race to come in and tell God yes, to give God another holy yes like never before, to give God a yes that no man can take away, to give God a yes that people will hear from sounding from near and far. You got to understand our God. You got to give God that yes. That yes that comes from your belly. That yes that people don't know is there. You know, you're going to make them out of a liar. You want to make them out of a lie because you want to tell them right now, listen, I'm better than that. The drugs that I was smoking, I don't need that to survive. The women I was chasing, I don't need it to survive. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. My heart is no longer mine. It belongs to the Lord. You got to know that you know that you know that right now, I got to God is the leader of my life. He is the comforter in my spirit. See, a lot of people fail to understand, and I teach this in my classes. The most important relationship you'll ever have is your relationship with God. See, I'm that guy that I ask God what to wear in the morning. I ask God where I should go, when I should do. I ask about, should I eat this? Should I eat that? Should I not eat this or that? Should I work out this day? Should I not work out this? Every day I'm talking to God about me. See, because I can't control me. I know this one day the enemy's going to come around and he's going to try me. But I know I got to be having enough timber laid up on my side that the enemy ain't got no way to wriggle in. See, it's easy for you one day to be walking down the street and look up and see a beautiful woman coming down the street and she smiles at you. And then next thing you know, you're in a conversation. Well, you've already stepped across the line because your wife at home waiting for you. She's cooking dinner. She's taking care of your clothes, washing your kids. But you out there flirting. Why? For yourself. Let me tell you something. Those people that's going around talking about how you are and how you aren't, how much you can and how much you can't, understand something. They are just like you. They are human. They make mistakes just like I make mistakes and you make mistakes. And they're going to make mistakes. They're going to make mistakes. We live. We're human. We make mistakes. So one of the biggest mistakes we make is we lie. We lie so quick. We lie for a reason. We don't even know why we lie. We just lie. This stuff just rolls out of our mouth. We don't even know why it's rolling out of our mouth. So when you sit back and you hear that person judging you, and you sit back and you see that person that's riding around and with that big old cross on his neck or with a collar like this, and he look at you and he say something to you that don't sound quite right, question it. See, when you read the Bible going to tell you the truth. The Bible going to tell you what thus said the Lord. And when you read it, get understanding of it. The Bible says it's all you're getting, get understanding. Get understanding of that thing that you're talking about, that you understand, that you're looking for. See, a lot of times people try to shame you into doing things. They try to make you feel as though you're not good enough. If you don't do this, if you don't move this way, then you can't be saved. That you don't have a chance. But I'm telling you today, whoever you are, wherever you are, in all my life, it's not too late. It's not too late. If it was too late, I would be dead already. If it was too late, I couldn't have turned my life around. If it was too late, I wouldn't have had a chance. But because God saw it fit to allow his son to go up to Calvary for me, is not too late for you. Tonight, before I go any further, I just want to say to you, take this moment and understand. It's not too late. It's not too late. Once you cross that line, back to where you came from, back into your Father's hands, it starts over, all over. You get a brand new clock, a brand new chance. You ready for that chance today? Are you ready for that chance today? If you're ready for that chance today, then close your eyes and pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you today, God. I glorify your holy name, lifting you up on high, giving you all the honor and praise. Father God, I ask you right now that every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God, touch their minds and hearts, Lord God. Blood wash them, cleanse them, make them like new gold, God. Lord God, they come before you right now for a second chance. And it might even be a third chance or a fourth chance. But God, we know that it's you who is the Alpha and the Omega. You can do anything but fail. We know that you sit on high and look down, Lord God. You are the judge and jury of their lives. So today, God, I ask you, Lord God, to touch that person. Whatever situation they might be in, whatever state of mind they might be in, whatever place they might be right now listening to this broadcast, I ask you to touch them in a mighty way, Lord God. Forgive them for any sins they committed, knowingly or unknowingly, Lord God. Set their feet on State Street once again. Set their minds to be a solid rock so they can stand up as the men and women of God that you meant them to be. Thank you, Lord God, because I believe that every word spoken, Lord God, were picked up by the cherubims and flown to your throne room to let it stay, Lord God. We know that it's not too late. Listen, I want to thank you for coming by to visit me. I want to ask you to touch each and every person around you, because you have a purpose. You have a reason for being here. You are not a mistake. You've seen the email address come up. You see my Zeno, you see my phone numbers come up. Call us. Reach out if you need some help. Prayer. Anything you need, just reach out. We can't help you if you don't reach out to us. Let us know what you need. Let us know how we can be a help to get you to where you need to be. If we aren't in your town or whatever, and we know somebody in your area, we'll reach out to that person for you to contact you. It's not about me. It's about us getting to where we need to be. I want to thank you again. I want to ask you to stop by often. And to God be the glory for what he's doing. You have a blessed night. And I'll see you next time.